Blog Talk Radio.
Our scripture tonight is coming from 1 Corinthians 2, 12 through 16, and it reads, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish unto him. Neither can he be known them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet him he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the kind mind of the Lord, that he may instruct them?" Again, it says, "For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." We have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2, 12 through 16. Shall we pray? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we humbly bow down before you, Jesus, and we come with just thanksgiving in our heart and just praise on our lips, because you're so good and your grace is so wonderful to us. And you just look beyond our faults and you find our needs. And I just want to say thank you, Jesus. Just want to say thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for forgiving us of our sins. And I thank you, Jesus, that you have your angels all around us and that you would send out demands to your angels to just take heed and just to hold us in our hands and to move us away from any death, hurt, harm, or danger, according to Proverbs 91. And I just thank you, Jesus, that when we have a need to feed, that your word is there for us and that you don't take us too fast or too slow. But Father, when we're at the stages of milk, you give us milk. And as we grow into with you spiritually, you feed us meat, dear Father, and then you direct us to give to others. So thank you for just being a giver of all things, for healing, deliverance, peace, joy. And we ask you, Father, as we feed on your word tonight, as we come to grow on your word tonight from the nourishment that has been given to our bodies, our spirits, dear Father, I ask you to remove all things that would be standing in the way, all carnal things. The carnal things is envy, strife, anything that would divide us from you, dear Father. I ask that you just remove it out of the way and strengthen us and make us look more like you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. This is your host, Minister Vaughn Dillon, and hello, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. God bless you all, and I really mean, may you receive blessings from the Lord on high. Over your home, everywhere in your home, may it be blessed. May it be blessed. Hallelujah. Against all thieves and robbers or any defiled language, may your home be blessed. May your heart be receiving that blessing, that you may take it on and share it with someone else who is a little less fortunate than you today. Maybe they didn't have that. They didn't feel the blessings today. But you, may the blessings that you receive, be share it with them to uplift their moments and uplift their days. We come reminding everyone that hopefully that you're tithing in some way, giving not just your money, but the first tenth of your time when you hit the floor that you praise in God, giving him your first words of the day. We hope that you're sharing something with someone today and sharing not necessarily just, then again, your money. The enemy always wants you to believe that it's all about your money. But share your time with somebody. Share a word with somebody. Just share something that you have with someone. They'll be grateful that you did, and God will be so pleased with you. So may the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be pleasing and acceptable to God in his sight. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and we're going to close and end up our study that we've been on, and we have really been blessed, and I'm glad to hear and receive all the words from you, that you have been blessed by the word, and just to feed on God's word and grow. And we talked about our need to feed, and just, you know, how we need to speak like God. As we grow, we'll find our spirit speaking like God. And then we spoke about the heart and the mouth connection, and how those two all wrap together as one. So we're going to close that out tonight. And again, I, along with you, as you have so beautifully put to me, just some of the things, the ways that you've been blessed by the series, and I concur. I also have been touched, and we learn from it each time that we go through it. So thank you, Jesus. Get the word. Spread it out to someone else, and someone had asked, is it okay for me to kind of, as I take my notes, to teach this to others? Most definitely so. This is not my word. This is the word of God. So as you're teaching it, God will give you your little own little taste to put with it. But most definitely, get the word and spread it on. We don't want to get fat off of the word. This is not Minister Vaughn's words. This is the word of God. So teach it to whomever and whoever. We want all to benefit from the word of God. Amen? Amen. As we're going through the 1 Corinthians 2:12, which was our scripture, you know, I like the way that the Amplified Bible translates verse 16. It just simply says, but we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ, the Messiah. We have the mind of Christ and do hold the thought, our feeling, our purpose. We hold the thought of his heart. I tell you, the more that we just study the word, the more that we just take out time to allow him to address himself to us and abide in us, as we abide in him, we become more closer to being like him, and we truly become and have the mind of Christ. And we behold his thoughts of his heart, you know, and is dear to us, and we want the words that we say to be dear to him and just precious in his sight. I just love the way that that is saying to me. You know, once we're born again, we shouldn't yield to the impulses of our old carnal nature. You know, he said we're new creatures in Christ, so some of those things should now be easier for us to now walk away from. And if you still find that you're still struggling with the same issues year after year, month after month, and you don't seem to be getting any stronger, maybe you need to go to step back from the world a little bit and just cut out some of the things that you have been doing that normally that is not in the Word, and then cater yourself. Or just cater yourself to the Word. You know, just set yourself up with like a buffet. You got the Word, you know, you got the Word in your ear, you got the Word in your car. And then you're spending time just in prayer. That's something that's on the buffet. It's very important. You don't want to miss. Just somewhere, just close yourself off and just listen to the Lord. Just talk to the Lord and allow him to speak to you and through you. And you'll find yourself that even out of your prayer closet, in your car, he's still speaking to you. Even on your job, the Holy Ghost is still speaking to you. And he's directing you and he's giving you answers. If you ask him, he will answer. Yes, you will. If you seek him, you'll find him. So, again, we shouldn't just be able to continue to yield to the impulses of our old carnal nature. We have received the Holy Spirit. And once we have received the Holy Spirit, we are new creatures in Christ, which is that Holy Spirit is of God, so that we can realize and we can start to appreciate the things that have been freely given to us by him. You got to appreciate the things that God has given to us. And so many times I just feel like as we look around the world, the people in the world just don't appreciate what it is that God has freely given to us. But we get too caught up on the materialistic things that the world goes by and runs by. But there are so many things that God is, that we're just so lucky. His mercy, his forgiving power, you know. Could you imagine if a judge just let the murderer go
and say he's a serial killer, and if the judge just let him go, no punishment at all, just say, you know what, you're free to go back out into the world to do whatever you choose. You know, there's no punishment for all of the lives that you have taken. I think that there would be no one here that, under the sound of my voice or elsewhere in this nation, that would say that that judge probably should be removed from the bench, correct? And that would be a fair thing to say. But what about you and I? What about you and I? For our sin, we actually are that same, we're in that same predicament. Our God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that he would come and take on all of our sins, even though he had sinned, had not sinned, but he came and took on all of our sins, that we would ever sin that we would ever commit. He carried on his back. He separated from his Father just to when a sin, when he was carrying our sins. So in a way, we are the ones that are just set free. You know, we have the opportunity to be free and to live life and to make choices. And then our bearers not turn around and say thank you or appreciate what it is that he's done for us. Would that prisoner not say thank you to that judge? Would that prisoner not say, whoa, I'm blessed? Look what the opportunities I've happened that I've had right now. And who are we to be any less than we are to just turn away and never appreciate just how much, how blessed we are for all of the gifts, all of the free gifts. You know, God can say, I will give you, I'm going to pardon you, you know, if you do this or if you do that. But before we was even born, he had already prepared that way for us, and he had made that way. So we have received the Spirit, which is of God, and so that we can realize and appreciate the things that have already been freely given to us by God. So I just want to take time and say, thank you, Jesus. That's why I thank him. That's why I thank him. I thank him because he leadeth and guideth me each and every day. I thank him because even though my family is far away, hallelujah, even from when we're separated at school, you know, another school shooting was just what, yesterday, or kids and a teacher, I think, was killed. But, you know, we just thank God that it wasn't more. We just mourn for the families that are experiencing that sorrow and that loss. But, you know, it could have been so much more. And it could have even been in your child's school, you know, your grandchild's school. And it's just so much to be thankful for when you can come home every day and you can see your loved ones and they're safe. And how many times do we take it for granted? And we forget about that we should be thanking God for this free gift, that he covered us with his mercy, that he covered us with his protection, that he covered our bodies from dying from disease. It's because we are frail. This flesh is frail. So we should thank God. But so often we come back into contact with our loved ones, and the last thing that we said before we dropped them off at school or that spouse off at work was whatever, or, you know, you get on my nerves or something like that that's negative. And so that child carries that negative spirit all day at school, and now they're lashing out, and now they can't get comfortable and relaxed to study their studies, and then that spouse at work is lashing out, and they're thinking of the argument that you had just before. And then when you see them the first time that afternoon, it picks right back up, you know, and you never stop to realize, this could have been my lifetime that I saw this person. I don't know. This could have been the last time that I spoke any words of love to my loved one. I don't know. But I challenge you to bring that to your thoughts as you're going through whatever heated discussion that you may have. Say, we're going to end this here. And, you know, we'll discuss it later. And in the meantime, as we separate, let's separate on a good note. Let's separate on another note. Let's forget about this for a minute. Let's move this to the side for a minute. And let's separate on a good note. Because this may be my last time that I see my child. I don't know. And this may be the very last time that I get to say I love you and know that you can hear me, my child, and respond to me, my spouse. Because life is so short. And I know that we look back on life and we didn't think of all the different areas and times that we went through. But when we're so together and you lose someone, I'm telling you, it's just a thing that you just never wish that you could ever have to. You just wish that if sometimes it feels like, you know, maybe it's a temporary thing. You know how somebody goes on vacation or and then they come back and you get to reunite. But death is no reuniting on this side. Once they're gone, they're gone. So that's what those people are experiencing in the school tragedy from yesterday. And that's what people are experiencing today for loved ones to not make it back home tonight. That's what people are experiencing that feels like they're a prisoner in their own body because they woke up this morning and they were in their right mind, but they couldn't move their body. So we have to be thankful and receive, realize that we have so much to be thankful for as we receive God's Spirit and we appreciate the things that has been freely given to us. I don't care how much money you have or prestige or your title before or after your name, or what the people around you think of you, what the people at the church say about you. You may be on the highest pedestal, but when it's over, it's over. And you can't do anything. None of that will help you. None of those accolades, kudos, none of that will bring back a loved one. It won't restore your health. It won't restore your mind. It won't restore your spirit. But we have an opportunity to get ourselves together, to get ourselves together. So for everyone that is hearing the word, and wherever you are hearing the word, and wherever you're hearing the word, you're responsible now because you've heard the word and you know what's right and you know, according to the word, what's been expected of you. That's why I give scriptures, because I want you to understand that this is God's word. Hallelujah. He speaketh through me. But we never want to get so much that it's just me talking. We want to keep God's word. We want you to know this is my bond. This is the word of God. You're expected. You're being held accountable for his word. Hallelujah. So as we move on, and we know that since we know that we have a mind of Christ, and then we hold the thoughts, his feelings in it, of his heart, we hold the purpose of his heart, then we all should declare those things with our mouth. We should be declaring his thoughts. We should be declaring his feelings. We should be declaring the purpose of his heart with our mouth. That bridge. Hallelujah. So we're going again, and we're going to look at, let's do a little bit of math. It might be 12 and 34, but it says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak, and that's what we've been talking about. And I just remind everyone, you can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Or you can always leave a message here to Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Minister Lorelia Von Dillon, coming to you from San Antonio, Texas. Let's continue. Again, we're talking about out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak, Matthew 12:34. And you're going to need that one because I feel like someone needs to know that. And that was the testimony of the woman that was healed of the issue of blood. In the closing of this series tonight, we're just going to talk about that for a minute. The woman with the issue of blood, in Mark 5:28, and I'm speaking to you from the Amplified Bible as we speak about the woman with the issue of blood. You see, that woman kept saying, remember we're talking about out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is speaking. So that her heart is speaking. Her heart kept saying, if I only could touch his garment, I shall be restored to health. This is the Amplified Bible. I shall be restored. She didn't say I will be able to get a little relief from this pain, from this issue that I have for a day or for a night. But she said, I'm looking for total restoration. She said, and if I could just touch the hems of his garment, I shall be restored to him. And immediately her flow of blood was drying up at the source. It just wasn't giving her a moment. She didn't have 28 days and then it was going to happen again, but it was drying up at the source. See, suddenly, she felt in her body that she was healed of all of her ailments, all of the distressing ailments that she had been going through for years after years after years. Hallelujah. But it was dried up at the source. See, now she could have took her time. And she could have used her words to talk about all kind of other things. She could have talked about all the people that was talking about her. So she was ostracized. She could have took her time and used her words to talk about how nobody is going to heaven because they're treating her wrong. Nobody deserves to see any righteousness in their life because they're treating her wrong. She could have done the Eeyore thing, and she could have sat in a pity party, and year after year, day after day, hour after hour, minute after minute, second after second, she could have just sat there, just going lower and lower and lower. But this woman refused to be held down. See, they didn't have to come to her house, but she went to find Jesus. So she's still out and about. She had heard that he was coming to town. So we know she wasn't getting visitors, so she's out there in the mosque. She's looking for her healing. She's expecting a miracle. Yes, yes. I'm looking for this miracle. I know it's here. I'm expecting the impossible to happen. I spent all of my money here and there. The doctor's already told me it's nothing that they can do. Hey, but I expect a miracle. I'm looking for a miracle. So she said, if I could just touch his garments, I'm going to use my words. I'm going to store up God's words in my heart. And I believe it. And I'm going to use these words. And these words of God is going to heal me. And I'm going to match what's in my heart by just touching the hem of his garments. And I know I'm going to be restored. Total restoration will be mine. She said, I've heard it said that if anyone would do what that woman did, that they would get what she got. I'm going to say that one more time. I want you to write it down. Whatever it is right now, if anyone would do what that woman did, they will get what she got. So this story's in there for us to live by, for us to learn from, for us to grow from. Use the words that are in your heart that you've stored up. Use your words to get what you need. Do what she did, you will get what she got. She heard the words of Jesus. She believed in her heart that she would be healed. And she said it with her mouth. She used her words that she stored up in her heart. And she let it come over her bridge, which is her mouth, her tongue. She believed in her heart. She knew that she would be healed. And then she spoke that thing. The key to receiving the promises that you need is steadfast determination. You can't give up just because you didn't get the promotion the first time. That's all it took. You can't give up just because you got criticized or someone lied on you. Or even if you had constructive criticism at your job, you cannot give up. You got to stay hungry. So what, you applied for two or three different positions and you didn't get either one of them. You know what you do? You ask for feedback. What feedback can you give me? I thank you for considering my application. What feedback can you give me for the future? What areas of opportunity do I have to work on? Don't just walk away. Get your feedback. You take that seed back with you. You study on it. You work on it. You stay hungry. And you feed those areas. And you go apply for the next time. And you keep right on. You keep right on. You keep knocking until that door is open. Because the door that you're knocking on, God may have a bigger door for you. So don't keep knocking. Don't keep going out there searching for what you know God has placed in your heart. Be diligent to regularly feed on God's word. Be diligently to daily train your senses to obey your Heavenly Father. There's too much time in the day. You want me to spend too much time now. You know, we've got to do other things in the day besides just be with God, besides read the word, besides talk to God. I'm telling you, I promise you, the more you talk, the more you appear. The more you give him time. You can be anywhere. Just the conversation just will flow in your heart. Because you don't have to stop everything. It's just you want to stop it because when you hear God speaking to you, it's just so beautiful that you just have to wherever you're at. Thank you, Jesus. I hear you, Father. I just thank him for just talking to me. Hallelujah. And he says, I just thank you for just talking to me. I thank you, Father, just listening to me. I thank you, God, for trusting me. He said, I thank you, Father, for trusting me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, if we'll do what she did, we will get what she got. You got to believe the word. As you hear this word, you got to believe it. You got to store it in your heart. And you have got to stay hungry. You've got to regularly feed on God's word. And you've got to daily train this flesh, your senses, how to obey your Heavenly Father. That means you're going to have to train your flesh and tell your flesh, we're not drinking anymore. Because we don't know how to take a drink and just go. We get totally drunk. We lose all senses about it. You know what? We're not smoking weed anymore. You know what? We're not going to be lying on people anymore. We're not going to be fornicating any longer. You have got to daily take a stand to make sure that you're doing the best that you can. Be your best you. After all, he knows exactly what you need. And he's ready to provide that nourishment for you to grow. He knows that you don't want to be in that situation living like you're living. He knows what you need, that you got your own plans, and you are determined that you are going to do it your way, and no one's going to tell you anything different. You'll bump your head for the rest of your life. You can't fight against God and win. I don't care how much you think this is right. If God says no, you better let that thing go. Amen. He knows exactly what your needs are, and he's ready to provide the nourishment, whether it's milk right now, whether it's meat right now, he's ready. He has the provision and all the nourishment ready for you. Because he sees the growth that he has planned for you. Will you grow? Will you take it? But don't worry, God will not shove a stake in your face until you're ready. He's not going to shove a stake in your face until you're ready for it. He will start you out with milk. And then after a while, if you apply what you learn in the basics, one day you'll be ready to handle the meat of the world. And that's his word. We'll get it on to you. You'll understand more and more and more about the word. You'll start to recite the word as you grow. One day you'll begin to not only feed yourself, my sisters and brothers, but you too will also begin to help others find that same nourishment that they need to grow. You know what? As we close tonight, I just remind you, all of this here series has just been about how to teach you to do what? Grow up. It's called growing up. We want to grow up. How many times have we said it to our kids or to someone else? It's time to grow up. For if you're 20, if you're 12, if you're 10, the word is still meant for you. He will start you where you need to be. It's called growing up. If you're 50, if you're 60, it's called growing up. It's never too late. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I invite you to just repeat after me. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart, Jesus, and make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. And I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on the cross. And I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. In your name I pray. Amen. Well, congratulations. If you just prayed that prayer, you are a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, old things are passed away, and all things are become new. And you have a brand new life in Jesus right now. Right now, starting right now, it's important that you let someone know of your decision to follow Christ. You can reach this ministry at walkwithmegod@aol.com. We'll be more than happy to pray with you, find a church in your location that's a Bible teaching church. The Christ is very proud of you, and the whole heavens is shouting and rejoicing with your decision. You can use any of our literature to further your growth. And we would like to send you anything that you need that will help you on your walk with God. And I close by just telling you today, just let us know what it is that you would like. God bless you. God is so proud of you. You're not on this walk alone. You don't have to do it by yourself. You are never alone. Again, my name is Evangelist Von Dumas, and you can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com, or you can leave a message here at the blog talk. Remember, we're here for you. I love you so much, and I thank you so much. Everyone who write in, call in, I thank you so much. And remember, I love you, but God loves you more, and that's the most important thing of your day. Be mindful of what you say. Be mindful of the things that you do and where you allow your flesh to take you. You be in control of your flesh and let God be in control of you. Until the next time, good night.